1-0 Astros, ninth inning, two outs, no one on for Detroit.
Now, another Astros podcast.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros in their three-game skid, and in the first big league team, the 30 wins, defeating the Detroit Tigers tonight, 1-0. Four pitchers combining on a one-hitter.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros went over the Detroit Tigers yesterday, one of those rare 1-0 victories. And, I mean, you have Brad Peacock making the spot start with Dallas Keuchel dealing with the pinched nerve in his neck. And you couldn't have asked for anything more from him and the rest of the bullpen allowing just one hit.
Yeah, no, I think Peacock started the game exceptionally well. And you know, we were looking to get three, four, maybe five innings out of him. We knew it was going to be a bullpen day. But he exceeded all those expectations and really got through their lineup with ease. Very few base runners, very few three ball counts. You know, he got into the fourth and got through that cleanly, and then the fifth decided to go get him and piece together the rest of the game. But to give up one hit, that team has got some potent batters. It was nice to come away with a nice close victory.
And with Peacock, I mean, he has really good stuff. He can certainly put guys away. You've seen him sometimes struggle to throw strike one, but did not have an issue with that last night.
No, he was exceptional. He was really good with his breaking ball when he got ahead, and I think it allowed him to expand the strike zone when he needed to once they fell behind. So it was definitely the aggressor mentality for Peacock, and he set the tone of a nice night.
And then a lot of times in a situation like that where you know you're going to have a bullpen day, you have a spot start, a lot of times it's, well, if we have the lead, who's going to pitch fifth, sixth, maybe seventh inning? But when you have a guy like Chris Devinsky who can give you multiple innings like he did last night, that makes that decision that much easier.
Yeah, no, he's the answer for everything. I think, you know, if we ever need anything from bridge in the middle of the game to close in the back end of the game, you know, Devo's very equipped to do it. So he didn't pitch in the Cleveland series, so he had a little bit of rest. We knew going into this game he was going to factor in some way. I was going to get him in the game as soon as we needed him, and it was nice to have him hand the ball to Harris, who handed the ball to Giles, and we come out with the win.
Michael Fulmer, only his second year in the big leagues, but has already become one of the better pitchers in the American League, Rookie of the Year last year, and was pretty impressive last night. But, you know, they always say with the good ones, you want to try and get them early, and that you were able to make that run you got in the first inning on the Altuve double stand up.
Yeah, no, Fulmer's real, and the Rookie of the Year comes with a lot of expectations for the next season. I think he's actually gotten better. You know, he dialed it up to 97, 98 miles an hour at the end of the game. When his pitch count got over 100, he attacked us early. George drawn the long at bat walk to start the game, and then runner in motion, and Altuve hits a double. Proved to be the only thing that we needed, and he didn't concede a lot. We got a few base runners there, and we put some tough at bats against him, but for the most part, he was as dominant and came as advertised.
Well, Lance McCullers is pitching today, and we've talked in the past about how he's been much better at home than on the road, but he's coming off a few really good road starts, and that just has to give you that much more comfort with him pitching today at Minute Maid Park with the way he pitched on the road.
Yeah, he's been great, and you know, he obviously loves pitching here, but in general, I've seen a guy starting to mature in front of our eyes. The pitch usage has gotten better, the execution of game plans gotten better, him controlling his emotions gotten better, and he's just growing up in front of our eyes. So I have a lot of confidence when he goes out there. He usually gives our team a chance to win. He's gonna leave his emotions, his heart, his soul, everything out on the mound, and we expect something nice tonight.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Hanging out in the clubhouse with Marwin Gonzalez, obviously. The term being used about you, Marwin, is super utility player. What's it like going from the left side of the infield to the right side of the infield? Are those angles tough for you, or you make it look easy?
Not really, because I try to practice in every single position. No, in one day, but when I'm not playing, I try to get ground balls in short, third, and second. When I'm playing, I just work on the position I'm playing. But I feel pretty comfortable in like each position except left field. I gotta get used to a little bit more, but yeah, I feel pretty comfortable in the infield.
You played a little bit of outfield when you first came up with the Cubs in the minor leagues, didn't you?
Yeah, but just a few games. Yeah. I will say that no more than 10 games, but yeah, that's what I'm saying, that I gotta get used to like I want to feel comfortable the same way I feel in the infield.
Take me back to the game Sunday. You guys were down by 5 runs, and you put up one of the best at-bats we saw all season long, a 13-pitch at-bat.
And that's lifted foul, out of play again.
You have to admire the intensity. Got to mail this in.
12th pitch to Marwin is upcoming. McAllister delivers. Hit foul again into the screen.
Tell me just your mindset, obviously, to not give away an at-bat, but to finish that at-bat off with a home run. How did that make you feel?
Here we go. Pitch on the way, and Marwin drives this deep to right field. It backs up Chisenhall at the wall, looking up. See you later. A 2-run home run for Marwin Gonzalez, and it is 8-5 Cleveland. Marwin homering on the 13th pitch of the at-bat.
Well, it feels amazing. We lost the game. We ended up losing the game, but we got close. We were like 2 at-bats away to get a tie game and then keep fighting for the game. But, I didn't want to throw that at-bat away. And then, we as a player, we do that a lot without knowing that those at bats and late in the year they will cause you, or you will feel but that's what I'm trying to do right now, fighting every bat and then get the best of every bat.
Was there ever a point your younger career where you felt like you gave away at bats?
Yeah, I think that we still do. Sometimes we go if you think the next day or a week later,
what was I doing, what I was thinking,
we all do. It's not around the baseball player. And then, sometimes you go there with a plan that you shouldn't think about that plan. Mm-hmm. It was totally opposite, but this game is so quick that sometimes you don't get enough time to think, and that's what I call throw away in a bat, but that happens.
Okay, last thing, Marwin. Tell me what your preparation is like when you get to the ballpark. Say you guys are at home. What do you like to do as far as getting in the cage and taking batting practice?
We get here, we hang out for a little bit, and then if you got to go out to the weight room, and then it's your day that you got to go out to the weight room, you go, and then try to go to the cage for 5-10 minutes, get loose, and then I go out to practice, and after the practice, I get a little bit of food, and then I go to the pitcher room to watch the pitchers.
Whenever you're taking your batting practice, are you thinking about the pitcher you're going to face that day?
No, not really. I just try to do the same as every day. After that, I go to the pitcher room and take a look at the pitcher and then think of what is going to be the plan for today.
There you go. That's Marwin Gonzalez, probably one of the most underrated guys in all of baseball. Thanks for catching up.
Thank you.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.